everyone, and welcome back to The Punt. The Football League fellas are in rampant form. How about three winning trebles to kick off the season? Not half bad, eh? They'll bid for more success later on in the show. Robbie Savage has learned a new word, it's threshold, and he'll use it more than once as he took VAR again in Sav Says. It's only a matter of time before our game, Easy as ABC, is commissioned by a leading game show operator, and I'll be back to have a go and tell you about this week's Golden Goal game. But first, basking in the glory of a winning nap, it's Dave Kellner alongside Alex Dunn to take you through the TV games in the Premier League.
I am positively basking in the glory of that nap last week. West Ham United 5-2, get in there. First thing I did was message you about it, and I'm still glowing this morning, Alex.
Yeah, it was a really nice text to receive. I was delighted for you, obviously. I mean, who wouldn't be? No, it was a good nap, to be fair. It was one of those ones where I said I didn't like Watford at the price. So, yeah, by proxy, you have to go for West Ham. To be fair, I'm going to be napping in a similar vein a little bit later on. How's that for a teaser?
We'll get to that soon. We start off with Southampton versus Manchester United this weekend. Southampton 14-5 to win the game. The draw is 12-5 with Manchester United 21-20. I can't quite weigh up what Southampton are. They were beaten on the opening day by Burnley. They were well fancied in that game. Got back on track last weekend against Brighton, winning that game 2-0 with that defeat against Liverpool sandwiched in between. No disgrace there, beaten 2-1. But I can't quite get a handle on them as a team yet from a betting perspective.
I don't think they're very good.
Okay.
Basically. Shall we leave that there? No.
I'm not a massive
Expand.
Fan.
I'm not a massive fan. I don't think they spent very well. I think Che Adams, for example, they spent a lot of money on him and he hasn't really hit the ground running. They had players there who I think maybe they could have done with a little refresh. I know they got rid of the likes of Charlie Austin, who I do like, but you know they're going for something a little bit different. It might take a little bit of time. I don't think they'll go down this season,
okay,
but I don't think that they're going to have a fantastic season at all. I'll be looking to take them on because they're still priced up on, I wouldn't say former glories, but if you go back, what, 5 years, they were solid top 10 candidates. I don't think they're anywhere near that now.
As far as this game is concerned, we're looking at Manchester United to win the game, though. We shouldn't really be talking about Manchester United and their penalty takers, but we are, because they missed the last two, and I think that indicates a lack of control from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. We shouldn't be talking about this, but we are, and that's because he should have decided at the start of the season, this man's going to take penalties, whether it's Rashford or Pogba, and that's that.
I feel really sorry for Marcus Rashford in all of this. He has taken so many perfect penalties in his career and he got one, what, an inch out?
Yeah.
Because if that goes posted in, you think, great pen. So I do feel for him, to be honest. I think he should be the penalty taker. He's good at them. He just got one slightly wrong. And if that was in isolation, it wouldn't be a problem, would it? But the issue is that it's not in isolation.
What's the bet?
I'm going to take Rashford, actually, to score first in this game. I think Manu will win. I think I just can't see Southampton scoring. I know that Manu defensively are maybe there to be got at, but I'm going to go Manu to win, Rashford to score. But the best bet for me, Rashford first, because I don't think we'll see that many goals in the game. So rather than going any time, I'll take Rashford to score first.
Rashford to score the first goal of the game then. Now let's hear from Robbie Savage. He's pretty passionate about this subject. He's talked about it every single week so far.
VAR and the threshold. The words threshold. The words clear and obvious. I'm not getting it at the minute because I've seen massive decisions at the weekend not being overturned, but for me, where clear and obvious the threshold wasn't met. Who set the threshold? Well, globally, it's IFAB, the lawmakers, who set the protocol, including the words clear and obvious. Then each competition around the world will set their threshold, their bar, i.e. MLS, Howard Webb, in the Women's World Cup, FIFA, you know, the Premier League. I suggest, or I think, it's the PGMOL, Mike Riley. Well, not being funny, the bar's been set way too high in the Premier League for clear and obvious decisions to be overturned. I've seen so many examples. Lamella on Rodri. How is that not overturned? Silva at the weekend against Bournemouth. Stonewall penalty. Aspilicueta, Stonewall penalty. Martial, Stonewall penalty. The threshold's too high. Lower the threshold.
I can already feel Robbie Savage wavering on VAR. Start of the season is all for this new technology. Last week there's issues. This week he's talking about threshold, whatever that is. It'll be that against technology by the end of the season. He won't even be using his espresso machine at home.
Well, the thing is, if you're a fan, I think VAR is very dependent on how it's affected your club so far. Now, I know Robbie's not a fan, but for example, as a Newcastle fan, we got away with one, as many people are seeing it, with Lascelles and Kane at the weekend. I still don't
think... I thought it was.
Okay, well, I'm I'm not a biased Newcastle fan, but it wasn't. but you've also got the David Silva incident at the weekend. There was one with Martial.
That was worse, the Silva one.
Agreed. And it's not getting everything right, which is a bugbear of mine, given I'm all for VAR, but I also want things to be right.
So yeah, well, you know, we saw in the World Cup with the referee going over to the screen on the side. They're trying to cut that back because it eats into too much of the time.
Yeah.
But I think that should be utilised a little bit more.
Well, you're then left with a referee and the VAR referee, and then there's two opinions on something.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
it's the ref's opinion and he goes, actually, that's not as I saw it the first time, then that has the scope for change. But look, it's still early days. It's teething problems. And we're getting more decisions right than wrong. I think that's the key.
Yeah, Saf says we'll be on VAR again next week, by the way.
Most likely, and every single week until the end of the season, most likely. But
let's get stuck into this one then. Burnley versus Liverpool. Burnley 9-1 to win the game. The draw is available at 17-4. Liverpool 32-100. I've been to Turf Moor, and it's quite hostile. The crowd are almost on top of the players there. But Liverpool have coped with it well the last two seasons. They've won both those games, conceded in both those games as well. And Liverpool this season won all three, but conceded in all three. Liverpool and both teams to score 17-10 here, which I think is a pretty attractive price.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'd argue it's nicer to be a player at Turf Moor than in the away end. Wooden seats. I got splinters. I think Liverpool last season, we've been over this a couple of times already this season.
Yeah.
Their staple last year was go, defend, win. Not just defend, but defend well. And obviously they've got that front three who are capable of scoring anywhere. So it didn't matter. They knew they were going to score at one end, and they shut teams out more often than they didn't. Now, this season, that hasn't been the case, has it? And they come up against the Burnley side here, who've got some threat going forward. Of course, Ashley Barnes has started the season in flying form, hasn't he?
He has indeed. He's available at 7-1 to score first, Ashley Barnes. He is 21-10 to score any time. He's been on fire. Surprised me, actually, Ashley Barnes.
Yeah, he's one of those players that you know exactly what you're going to get. But he's not just a big lad. He got that goal at the weekend was absolutely phenomenal, that finish at Wolves.
Which goal was better, that one, Ashley Barnes or Harvey Barnes?
Harvey Barnes, but only just. I know that everyone was really going over the top with Harvey Barnes' goal. It's a great connection, but Ashley Barnes' goal is great technique. But no, he started the season really well, but this is a massive ask, isn't it, for Burnley? And they come off the back of a defeat in midweek against Sunderland in the Cup. I know that they rested a lot of players there, but Liverpool didn't have a game. They'll be a bit fresher coming into this. It'll be interesting.
Bets for this game, I'm going with Liverpool and both teams to score, given it's happened in the first three games, happened in both meetings last season between those two sides. I think that's a great bet.
My staple bet for Liverpool is win to nil. This season, it has been useless because they just keep conceding.
Yeah.
Against Arsenal, 3-0 up, no danger, and then they let Torreira in. I'm going once more. Liverpool 1-0 for me. I think they're going to go and they're going to scrap here and they're going to nick it. Burnley will cause problems, but I'm taking Liverpool to keep a clean sheet, finally.
Okay, Liverpool to win the game 1-0 for Alex. Now we are persisting with our game easy as ABC, and this week our presenter Emma Jones, is she up to the task?
Arsenal, Bournemouth, Celtic, Derby, Exeter, Fulham, ABCD, EFG, German team.
Henry Winter still leads the race for the Easy as ABC Cup. We'll talk about the Everton Cup in a few moments' time. You can't have German team for G, though.
No, that is definitely not allowed. I mean, I know that last week I said you couldn't have Eindhoven because it's PSV.
Yeah.
There is a team, FC Eindhoven, as well. So I went home, I thought about it. Maybe I was a bit harsh. German team, you're not getting away with that, I'm afraid.
Henry Winter still leads with 11. More from Easy as ABC in the upcoming weeks. But now we're going to talk about Everton versus Wolves. Tight as far as the betting is concerned. Everton 23-20 to win the game. The draw 9-4. Wolves in the betting at 13-5. Remember, you can build a Your Odds bet on the William Hill website and on the app now. And if you're listening to this podcast, you can view us on YouTube on William Hill's page as well, myself and Alex here in the studio. Interesting game, this one. Everton are a team that we don't really believe in, I think. We talked about that last week. They had that amazing defensive record in the build-up to the game against Villa. They were beaten 2-0 and handsomely beaten. Had a lot of possession, but no real cutting edge last week, I thought.
Yeah, I got a bit greedy last week, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I put Villa and both teams to score.
You had the game virtually spot on.
Villa on their own were a perfectly fine price.
Of course.
You said they had an outstanding defensive record coming into this. They kept two clean sheets.
Yeah.
That's it.
I was going back to last season, at the end of last season as well.
They just don't convince me at all, I'm afraid. And they're still priced up as though they are, well, as though they're better than Wolves, for starters, as though they're better than Leicester, for example. You know, those teams that are vying for that spot, if you like, in the Everton Cup, as you call them.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced. They went to Lincoln in midweek, didn't they, Everton? And they played a strong side and they still let two goals in. Granted, one of them was an absolute humdinger. But I don't know. I'm just not convinced with Everton this season. They've spent a lot of money, but they did last season as well. Marco Silva in charge against Nuno here. Nuno's got an amazing record, hasn't he, against him?
He has. Nuno Espirito Santo's beaten him three times away from home as well. I actually think this could be a draw, this one. I'd be sitting on the fence and looking at the draw. What are you going for?
It's my strongest bet of the week.
Is it?
An away win here.
Right, okay.
I'm going for Wolves. They won here last season. They're pretty solid away from home. The system that they play makes it very hard to play against them. And I can see them scoring one, maybe two here. And I can't see Everton. I don't think Everton will win, put it that way. I think Wolves, at the price, are well worth a bet. I can just see them going there and doing a job on Everton, to be honest. I think we could see a few goals, but Wolves, as an outright price, as far as I'm concerned, are absolutely huge. Best bet of the week for me.
I think they've got the best manager out of the two as well, Nuno Espirito Santo, going up against Marco Silva this weekend in the clash at Goodison. Everton taking on Wolves.
What a match we've got this weekend. Arsenal versus Tottenham. Last time these two met, Aubameyang missed a last-minute penalty and the match finished 1-1, leaving anyone who backed Arsenal with a losing bet. Not for William Hillpunters, though. Because of Golden Goal, Arsenal backers were paid out as a winner. And the good news is, we're running Golden Goal again this weekend on the North London Derby. Remember, with Golden Goal, whichever team you back, if they score first, you're paid out as a winner, no matter what the result. All the T's and C's and the betting is at williamhill.com or on the app.
Thank you, Emma. William Hill punters have been profiting with Golden Goal up and down the land throughout the course of the early fixtures in the Premier League this season. And I think we could have an entertaining game here as well, Mr. Dunn. Arsenal 27-20 to win it. The draw 13-5. Spurs available at 15-8. A whole range of markets on the William Hill website and on the app, so make sure you check those out. And I'm a bit concerned for Spurs at the moment. They've got a dismal record away at Arsenal. They've only won one of their last 26 visits to Arsenal. And beaten last week at home by Newcastle. I know Newcastle played well in that game, but that was a bit of a shocker, really.
Yeah, I'm a massive Pochettino fan. I think he's a fantastic manager, but I think he got it badly wrong against Newcastle. Spurs are too narrow. They rely on everything going through, and they came up against a solid three at the back with two holding midfielders in front. They weren't going to break that down, barring a bit of magic or a mistake. If you push, well, they've got Lamella, they've got Son, they've got Moura. Put two of them wide, and all of a sudden you get room for the other one in the middle. Yeah. If Eriksen plays, he gets the room. I thought that was crying out for a change, and it didn't happen. Instead, he brought Lo Celso and Eriksen on, and it got narrower, if anything.
I think there's an issue with Eriksen, though, at the moment, because there's a bit of hokey-cokey with him. No one knows if he's in or out, and because there's that sort of, there's a disconnect between him and Pochettino at the moment, seemingly, and he's coming on late in that game. They did look better when Eriksen came on. I think if he's fit and he's ready to play, he's got to start.
I agree. But if he isn't, stop playing narrow. Go wide.
Okay.
Because they've got players there who are capable of isolating fullbacks and beating them. And then when you've got, you know, players like Harry Kane in the middle, then you're going to score goals. But I was disappointed with Spurs at the weekend.
What do we make to Arsenal? Because even though they were dominated last weekend, I reckon they've got a big chance here. I actually fancy Arsenal to win this game.
I think they probably will, to be honest. I don't want to get too carried away with Arsenal because it's very easy to, and you look on social media and their fans are going crazy for Nicolas Pepe, for example. Now, Pepe against Liverpool showed signs of real quality.
Yeah.
But he should have scored. And had he scored, that may have been a different result in the end. I'm just sort of playing it cool on Arsenal at the minute. Danny Ceballos, another player who's got a lot of talent, I still think he's got too many tricks and flicks. And he should just calm, pass, be Fabregas, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my motto, calm, pass, be Fabregas. But I think he's got all the talent, but he's going to, I hate to say it, he's going to get those flicks kicked out of him sooner rather than later. But yeah, I like the way that they're playing Arsenal, and I think they'll win this as well, to be honest.
Let's talk about the bets in the North London Derby. If Spurs are going to get anything from this game, it's going to be Harry Kane, who scores. He's got a great record as well. I actually think that Arsenal win the match, though.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they will have too much going forward for a Spurs side who defensively have looked a little bit shaky this season. And going forward, they're not dynamic enough for me, really. As you say, if Spurs are going to score, then Harry Kane is the most likely man to do so. But I think Arsenal are a really good price here. Arsenal and both teams to score, probably the best bet in the game. But I'd be taking a look at Aubameyang, probably Pepe as well, to do something in the game. He looked so lively against Liverpool. If he can just add that touch of quality and goal-scoring flair, then that could be key. But for me, the best bet, Arsenal and both teams to score.
Very good. Arsenal and both teams to score for Alex. Now let's hear from a somber Derek McGovern. His bet was chinned late on last week and he's not happy about it.
Since the dawn of time, a billion last-minute goals have been scored. Every single one has cost me money. Wolves scored in the 97th minute last week. The 97th minute to rob Burnley of 3 points and me of $3,000. Any player who scores a last-minute goal should refuse to celebrate on the grounds that there will be a punter somewhere vomiting into his dinner. Invariably, that punter is me. I'm not a good cook. I'll be honest, I had one of the biggest bets of my life on Burnley at 4-1. Now I'm back to doing what I used to do, selling furniture for a living. Only this time it's my own. 7 of the 10 away teams in the Premier League last weekend were winners. Maybe VAR is wrecking the advantage of playing at home. It's certainly wrecking football. 3 of those winners were Crystal Palace, Newcastle and West Ham. Or, to give them their full names, the likes of Crystal Palace, Newcastle and West Ham. If you'd have had a tenner accumulator on all 7 of those teams, you'd almost certainly have been let down by a last-minute goal. Backing teams at big prices in the Premier League has made me enough money to last me the rest of my life, providing I drop dead by 2:30 today. Brighton are 33-1 to win at Manchester City this weekend, and there's a very good reason they are 33-1 to win. They won't. But Burnley are a different kettle of fish at 9-1 to beat Liverpool. For those odds to be accurate, you'd have to expect Burnley to beat Liverpool only once in 10 meetings at Turf Moor. What's that you say? That's about right? Well, they met 6 times on Burnley soil since the turn of the century, and Burnley have won 2 of them. They should order more soil. I'm toying with the idea of making the Claret my nap of the week, but Strepsil Dodger manager Sean Dyche has pleaded with me not to. Instead, I'm going for Villa at 23-10 to win at Crystal Palace. These days, everyone wins at Palace, except Palace.
I hate to say it, folks, 3 losers in a row for Derek, but we've had 3 winning trebles back to back to back for the Football League boys. Let's hear what they're going for this week.
For my nap in the Championship this week, I'm going back to the well. Over 2.5 goals in the Preston game this week is 21-20. Odds against yet again for a side where over 2.5 goals has landed in their last 6 matches. They're away at Forest, and Forest, well, their 2 home games so far, landed overs there too. The fact that this is odds against is crazy to me. It will eventually come to an end, but I'm pretty positive it won't be this weekend. Over 2.5 goals in Forest-Preston, my nap of the week.
For the first time this season in League One, my nap is odds against. It's a price I really do not understand. Blackpool at home to Portsmouth. Blackpool play 2-1-2 at home. Portsmouth away from home play 2-2. Blackpool joint top on 11 points. Portsmouth 16th on 4 points. And yet Portsmouth are the 7-5 favourites away at Blackpool. Not having that. Blackpool on the outright 19-10 seems very nice. But my nap is a little bit safe. It is draw no bet. Blackpool at home to Portsmouth at 11-10.
So I'm backing a Crewe side 5-4 who were thrashed 6-1 in the League Cup in midweek by Villa's reserves to beat a Bradford side who'll be fresh because they didn't play. Because I think those facts are driving the prices, not the fact that Bradford, the worst away side in League One last season, were overrun in midfield and lucky against Stevenage. They lost their leading scorer, tried to add an extra midfielder, then got outdone by Forest Green last week. Not Crewe's 5 changes for that Villa game or their Villa equaling 17 shots, and certainly not their home league record of 10 league wins in 14. The prices are wrong and Crewe are 5-4.
Look at this then, folks. Lots of profit on the board early in the season. You've got Pete Gavinal at the top. I've moved into credit as well. £5 up. You've dropped £9. Fella's laughing at you here.
Yeah, I don't like him at all. if Derek had won with Burnley, I'd have been bottom.
Yeah.
That'd be a travesty.
Oh, that would be a travesty. He's at the bottom at the minus 30 at the moment. What's your best bet this week?
Wolves away at Everton. Not convinced by Everton at all. They're way too short. Wolves are a solid, dependable team, and they'll give you a good run for your money at a fair price away from home.
Okay, I like Leicester this week. At the King Power, taking on Bournemouth, I'm going to make it a little bit more juicy, though. I'm going Leicester to win and both teams to score. Bournemouth, of course, have seen both teams to score in all three of their Premier League fixtures so far this season. I think Leicester will prove that a little bit too classy. That's available at 2-1.
I really like your nap.
Oh, good.
So that's
Is
nice.
Is it good?
I'm minus £9.
Yeah.
I think it's a knocking bet, and it'd probably be my next best if I wasn't going for Wolves. I think Leicester, although they seem quite short in the outright betting, I don't think they are. I think they're justified.
Yeah.
Bournemouth are no great shakes this season, but again, Leicester's weakest part of their whole team are the two centre-halves.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can see Bournemouth scoring one. I think that'll be 2 or 3-1.
OK, 2-1, that is Leicester and both teams to score. Thank you for your company, Mr Dunn.
No, thank you, Dave.
Thank you, everyone that's tuned in and either listened or watched. And make sure you check out all the betting at williamhill.com and on the app. And myself and Alex and company will be back on next week's edition of The Punt here at William Hill.